The other day at class, I was speaking about dual roles. That was in regards to Maharaj Vena's father, that he became so frustrated as a father with such a violent and unruly son like Vena, that he gave us his duty as a king and just left the kingdom. And it's really sort of questionable whether that was, in the balance, the right thing to do. When Duryodhan and company were born and they started braying like asses, then Vidura, who is Yamaraj, so he's a Dharmaraj, he recommended to Dhritarashtra that he kill the newborns immediately because the signs were so bad that some children who bray like asses when they're born, they destroy the whole family, so therefore they should be put away. And the duties of a king is such that when a that the king is meant to deal with his, treat his subjects as they're his children, and treat his children as his subjects, so he doesn't show any preference to his son. If his son is unruly, sinful, then he punishes him just as in the same way that he would punish any other citizen. So considering that in his childhood, Vena was already killing his playmates, it seems that it would have been the right thing to do for Maharaj Anga as a king to actually kill Vena. But he didn't. He behaved with him like a father, which means that he was partial to him. And not only was he partial to him, but the other flip side of the coin is he became so disgusted by him, is that he allowed his subjects to become bereft of a good king and then become the victim of Vena's atrocities and dictatorial rule. So at that time I was speaking about the conflict of interest between identities that individuals have. This conflict of interest is something that's used in the modern world. For instance, a doctor is not allowed to operate on his own family members, obviously unless in case of emergency, because he can't maintain a dispassionate, very objective, careful conduct with his family members that is required to do his thing as a doctor, as a surgeon properly. So it becomes then a conflict of interest. Obviously another conflict of interest is that a politician doesn't bring in a member of his family into his immediate political influence, because the tendency for favoritism, or that already being an example of favoritism, will come up. So this is conflict of interest, and very often sometimes people resign or step back from a very important position or do something that they wouldn't otherwise want to do, because in the roles that they find themselves in, there's a conflict. They can't harmonize two roles. For instance, to a certain extent, that's also there with the role of being a parent and also being a person who raises and teaches children. Tapasya brahmacharjena, brahmacharis are meant to learn austerity. How an austerity means you rise in the morning, you take a cold shower. Now it's very few parent that is going to actually be able to induce his child to take a cold shower, because it's not the nature of the parent to force austerities upon their children. Generally, parents do the opposite. They indulge their children. And that's why the Vedic system would be, is that to learn all of these things, then the child should, at a certain age, leave home, because there will be a certain conflict of interest between the parent and the educator. The parent will not be always able to educate the children very well, particularly in, as I mentioned in the example of austerity. Devotees who homeschool their children, they may sometimes experience this themselves, that the familiarity between a child and the mother and father is counterproductive when the father should be acting or the mother is acting in the role of a teacher. There shouldn't be the same type of familiarity with a teacher. There should be a certain degree of awe and respect. So again, conflict of interest. Okay, but what I was getting to, and I hope you have a strong stomach for this one, is a BBC article that I saw day before yesterday. And it describes a television talk program in which a father in his early 60s and a daughter in her mid-30s speak about their relationship as lovers. They've already lost one child and they have another, I think, two-year-old daughter. The father originally left the family when the children were young, and then he later on met the daughter when she was already 30 years old. And both of them sort of reversed the roles in which they saw each other. More or less paraphrasing what the daughter said, he said, "Well, when I saw him, then I thought, not bad." In other words, and then she says that, and he says it. She says that she sees him first as a man, and second as her father, and he says he sees her first as his lover, and second as his daughter. So we'll talk about conflict of interest. And, of course, this was happening in Australia, and the laws of the land are such that you cannot have incest. So there was a court decision that they can't have sex together. And these people have the audacity to go on television to appeal this whole issue in the face of the public, to the public. And no doubt in due course of time, because Kali Yuga is the age of confusion, that law will be lost. Just like a century ago, homosexuality was illegal, now no such law is on the books anymore. So not only is this a matter of conflict of interest, but it's a matter of conflicting roles and a confusion as to what roles actually dominate and what is the integrity of people's position, relationships in the particular roles that they play. How can a man, and that may be a biological role that he plays, he's a male, how can a man forfeit his father relationship in which he's meant to protect and honor his own daughter and actually use her as an object for sense gratification, behave with her as if she was his wife or a woman or a lover or Kali Yuga. Roles become very blurred and they require definition and they require that people are made to follow and do follow the specific roles which are both God-given and also set down by society. So we all have multiple roles that we're also playing in our lives. We should be clear about what the duties of these individual roles are. Boy, darn those dogs. And not only what the duties are, but what the balance between those different roles are, so that we either not come into conflict between them, or if we do, we pull back from the conflicting subordinate role, and certainly that we don't become confused and make the primary role, in this case a father, into just a side issue and give dominance to the secondary role, like the man who will then enjoy sex with his own daughter. Pooh, yuck. It's Kali Yuga. Expect more. It's certainly not the end. Hare Krishna.